This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. Kick-ass females, KAFs, are no longer unusual in romantic novels or in thrillers with a romantic subplot. Nowadays, to readers of my age at least, female leads who cry or mope around waiting for someone to rescue them from whatever is making their lives a misery is old and tired. Speaking for myself, I'm really over it. I love a romance where the female character can look after herself. I don't just mean in a physical fight. I mean when they're in a tight spot, they can, at the very least, think their way to something better. The kick-ass female in this episode is a thinker. She kicks ass with her phenomenal brain. I'm talking about Elizabeth Fitch, the main character in The Witness by Nora Roberts. Elizabeth is a teenager when she witnesses gangsters executing one of their own and then murdering one of her friends when she walks in on the killing. The gangsters don't realise that Elizabeth is also in the room until minutes after she's escaped. She goes to the police and she's put in a witness protection programme, but that goes horribly wrong and she goes on the run. Now, Elizabeth is an exceptional girl. She went to high school early and was roughly 2 years younger than her contemporaries in high school. Educationally, she is very gifted. It is this gift which helps her survive as a child on the run and through into adulthood. Nora Roberts paints a lonely picture of Elizabeth's, now called Abigail, of Abigail's life. To me, anyway, she sounds lonely. As far as Abigail is concerned, she's just getting on with things. She's got her guard dog, Bert. Her hacking skills, yes, she's become a hacker. And she has a plan to bring down the syndicate that murdered her friend and destroyed her life. She hacks into their phones, security systems, and other devices regularly, and writes phishing programs to get personal information. So as she collates all this personal information over the years, she chips away gradually at their empire, using nothing but her kick-ass brain. When it's time for her to put the final nail in the syndicate's coffin, she comes out of hiding. Her marks think that she's still the teenage girl who ran off into the night when they broke into her safe house. They should really have asked themselves, how is it possible that this mere girl managed to evade their extensive reach for all these years? It didn't occur to them, even once, that they might have been dealing with someone with a brain bigger than anything their whole organisation could conceive of. This is the point when Elizabeth's kick-ass brain does its worst. Elizabeth Fitch or Abigail Lowry? For me, it doesn't matter what her name is. What matters is what she is. And what she is a kick-ass female. The Witness was written by Nora Roberts and was published in 2012. If you like stories with an edge and thrillers which play out over a number of years, I recommend it. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. If you liked this episode, then please follow to receive notification of my latest podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram by going to Instagram, search for The Book Griffin, and hit follow.